In one way or another, each one of the readings today, including the psalm, directly mentions the Ten Commandments. In Sirach, we hear, if you choose, you can keep the commandments and to act faithfully as a matter of your own choice. In the psalm, we hear, happy are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are they who observe his decrees and seek him with all their hearts. In the gospel reading today, Jesus clearly mentions, in a way clarifies, the commandments regarding murder, adultery, and false witness. All this got me to thinking about the Ten Commandments as a whole. What are they, exactly? Well, of course we know that they were the laws given to Moses on Mount Sinai, and they are the basic laws from God that we as Christians have inherited. Remember, Jesus said he came not to change the laws, but to fulfill them. So, for me, the question that I was mulling around in my head this week was the idea that the Ten Commandments are a kind of code of ethics. And if this is the case, can we therefore say that it is the Christian code of ethics? So, to be clear, I am going to try and approach this question from the Christian perspective, which is to say, one, is there such a thing as Christian ethics? Two, what are the implications if there is a Christian ethic? And three, what is the best way to implement Christian ethics? Having said all this, there is, of course, a wider world beyond Christianity. You know, forms of other religions and other in varying degrees non-religious affiliations, and I in no way in here mean to diminish their voice or role in ethics. Far from it. However, I am taking this from my perspective as a Christian and a person who is an ordained minister of the church and has and should have wrestled with some ethical issues in my career. To this end, it is relatively useful that my Christian moral perspective be well thought out so that I may add a voice to a debate and be comfortable that is it indeed a Christian point of view. Or to be more accurate, my own singular Christian point of view that is defendable from my perspective of Christian scripture, history, and current practice. So to number one, the response to the question of whether there is or is not a Christian ethic can clearly be answered in the affirmative. If there would not be, the sermon would end here. However, there is a considerable debate in the Christian community as to what exactly would be contained in a Christian book of ethics. While the finer points we will likely never be universally agreed upon, and I think that's a good and healthy thing, debate always is, there are some basic moral standpoints that I think most Christians could agree to in principle, I think. I specifically refer to the two greatest commandments we are to live by, and they are, of course, to love God and to love all our fellow human beings as we would have them love us. I hasten to add here, this is neither an easy ethical point of view nor one that Christians can blithely ignore. Christ did instruct us as Christians that we are to love even our enemies, and at this, the love of God is the foundation on which we all stand. All other considerations are secondary to this. This, I steadfastly believe, is a very real way the Christian mission statement and the starting point of any ethical deliberation for a Christian. I would also argue there is one more facet to Christian ethics that respects the two great commandments and fits perfectly with Christian scripture. The ministry of Jesus was primarily concerned with dealing with the poor, the sick, and the marginalized of his society. This is clearly a part of loving all people, but I think a special emphasis must be placed on our dealings with the oppressed, the dispossessed, and all those who are ill of body, mind, heart, or soul. All Christians have a calling, and I believe we are called to do no less than this. I would also say I have the faith in the fact that most Christians could agree to these moral principles, as difficult as they may be at times to honor and to live up to. What then are the implications of this Christian ethic? It seems to me, most of all, that most, if not all, ethical questions are about finding the proper balance of competing interests. It is weighing the principles that are in conflict and coming to a position that would be most beneficial to the participants involved, while realizing that not all stakeholders will necessarily be pleased with the outcome. Let's take a look at a difficult ethical debate that might be informative to a Christian response. The case study here is that of, we'll say, an elderly woman who has been put on life support, and should that life support be removed, she would die. Let's also assume that she has a family, and all of the family have said their goodbyes, but they are not in unanimity as a family as whether or not life support should be terminated. Let us also assume the woman in question did not leave specific instructions in terms of the situation. From a Christian perspective, I may approach this dilemma in a slightly different way than the family, while always realizing, of course, that the death of a loved one is incredibly difficult for those who are left behind. My point would be that while I value life and consider it to be a precious gift of God, I also believe in the quality of life. To the family, I might say, of course you love them, and of course you want the best for them. So in this situation, what do you think the loving thing to do is? I think it would also be important to relate my belief that I very much value and believe in the afterlife as well. I would offer this point of view as best I could to the family and be there for them, whatever decision they might make. However, life does not always hand down such straightforward scenarios, if we could call that one straightforward. I'll give you the example of the one I mentioned 2-3 weeks ago that came up in the workshops on MAID that we were doing, that of a man who puts in an advanced directive, which is to say, if this happens, I would like MAID to happen to me. So he writes this out, and one of his conditions is that if he ever gets dementia bad enough that he doesn't know his partner, that he would like MAID to be happen. This man goes along, he does get dementia, but it turns out that he kind of is in a happy place. He doesn't know his partner. He doesn't know anybody around him, but he's in a really happy place. He loves hearing the music that's playing in his head. He dances in his room. And when people come to him and say, well, you've signed this and we need to take your life, he says, I don't know who you are, and you're not taking my life. I never signed anything like that. What do you do with that particular situation as a Christian ethic? Well, you jump up and down and have absolutely no idea what to do, but in this case, I think I could come to no other conclusion that obviously this man is still a loved child of God, and perhaps now he's a different child of God. And the thing to do in this case is the loving thing, which is to keep him happy. Indeed, to me, as Christians, our ethical debates should be centered in the realm of love for one another. As mentioned previously, this is neither trivial nor easy to do at all times. If this is the principle guiding us, we must therefore, at the very least, respect each other enough to allow all voices to be heard. To this end, language that is meant to demonize on the other side has no place in the Christian debate. It is also important for all sides of the issue to realize that they do not have the sole propriety of the moral high ground, nor a godlike understanding of what scriptures are saying to the church at this or any other moment. This can be achieved, should it be possible, to truly understand what the other is saying and try and move to a position where all sides feel comfortable, or at the very least, comfortable enough to keep the conversation moving forward. I, for one, must again turn our focus toward the great two commandments. I believe it really does come back to this and rest upon this. If we cannot love someone else because of their point of view on a certain subject, then I would suggest the problem lies with us. And it is us who need to do the hard work of finding that love. This is why a Christian ethic is hard to achieve, even though it may read simple on paper. One of my favorite lines in the New Testament is from a man who has a sick child, and he comes up to Jesus, and Jesus asks the man about his faith, and he responds, "I believe, help me in my unbelief." It is so brief, and yet so poignant. The man is in effect saying, "I try hard, but I'm failing." He is saying, "Please help me, and please guide me to try harder." Is there a true Christian ethic? Absolutely. Will we all agree what it means in every situation? Absolutely not, and that's okay. Can we place our trust and faith in the two great commandments? As Christians, we should and must do, and do the very best that we can with it. Perhaps like the man with the sick child, a prayer that we should all be praying in the church now is, "God, I love. Help me in my unloving." Or alternatively, a brief and yet so very poignant prayer that we could make to Jesus would be, "God, I love. Help me to love more." Amen.